Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now on Masachet Bava Batra Daf Vav Amud Aleph, taking a look at an analysis, and we'll see several applications of the halacha in the second half of our Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet, that if the other fellow who was not required to participate in the wall because the fellow building the wall was making it more than Dalet Amot, if he built an adjacent wall, even if he didn't connect them via a roof, nonetheless, we obligate him to pay his part for everything. Now, Amar Rav Huna Samach LePalga Samach LeKula. Rav Huna says if he built a wall adjacent, even for only part of the wall, and this could be in height or in length, according to Rashi, then he's obligated for everything. Rav Nachman Amar LeMaida Samach Samach LeMaida Lo Samach Lo Samach. Rav Nachman disagrees and says, only for the area that he made adjacent. So, for instance, if the wall is a 10-foot long wall, 10 amot high, and the fellow builds a 10 amot wall high next to it for only 3 amot, he'd only have to participate in those 3 amot of the original wall. Umodu Rav Huna b'karna v'lufta. Rav Huna agrees that if we're just talking about the corner of the wall, then it's only that portion, because clearly he's not going to add on to it. Rav Nachman rafriza uvikvata d'chshuri. Rav Nachman agrees that if you put in beams or something where it indicates that you're going to be adding on to the wall, then you really do. Rav Huna bekave lo havechazaka. Now, from here, we go on to a tangent. We'll take us through the rest of this relatively brief podcast about chazaka of tashmish, meaning one person has had a long history of using the other person's wall or property or something, and that's what we would consider an easement. Question is, what established that chazaka? So Rav Huna says, Beikave lo havei chazaka. If a person has windows up, a fellow set up a wall opposite the other fellows, and he put windows up in order to put up the to put up beams, that does not give him such a chazaka to put up those beams. V'afagav ta'avid lehimlati. Even if he put in holders for those beams, this doesn't give him the right to put up the beams. Maybe the reason he put it was, he said, well, when I can get the, when the other fellow says, yeah, when you pay me or you make up with me, then I don't want to have to rebuild my wall. So if the fellow who built the original wall had beams in that would eventually support the connection to this new fellow's wall, nonetheless, the new fellow does not have a claim because the fellow could have put in anticipating that the new fellow would pay him or in some way make it up to him, and he would allow him to put the beams in, and then he didn't want to hurt his wall by putting new construction in there. So he pre-put the beam holders in. Nachman achzik lehordi lo achzik l'kshuri. Now we'll talk properly about Cheskas Tashmish. If a neighbor has a chazaka to be able to put very light little beams or sticks on the other fellow's wall, that doesn't give him the right to put heavy beams. The kshuri achzik lehordi. But if he's had the property rights, shall we say, or the rights of use to put heavy beams across, he certainly can put light beams across. Rav Yosef mar achzik lehordi achzik l'kshuri. Rav Yosef says either way, and ikar Rav Nachman achzik lehordi achzik l'kshuri. L'kshuri achzik lehordi. And there's another version where Rav Nachman says the same thing, that as long as you have a chazaka to put beams of any sort across and use the neighbor's wall, you could even put heavier beams. Rav Nachman achzik lenatfi achzik l'shafchi. If you have a chazaka to be able to allow rainwater from your garden to go into the neighbor's yard, then you certainly are muchzak to throw water in. But not in the opposite direction. And the same thing. Rav Yosef disagrees and says it goes either way. And in this other version, Nachman also says a chazaka that you're allowed to put water into the other neighboring yard allows you to put any sort of water. But not to build a roof that is slanted, that's going to then have all the rainwater go into the neighbor's yard. He says, no, even that you could do. Once the neighbor has allowed you over time and hasn't protested when your water has gone into his yard, you could even build that. Rav Yosef paskened in reality that way and allowed somebody to build a slanted roof. Nachman Arab Arvua, Hamaskir Bayit. If a fellow rents out a house, an apartment in a big house, the fellow who has rented it can use parts of the wall and beams within stretching dalet amot away from his own apartment. He can also use the thickness of wall, if there's a wall in the chatzer, in places where they put up a wall. But he can't use the garden. Rav Nachman says, this is an issue of common property or private property in an apartment house. You could use the garden, but not the open area that's in back of the houses, which where people would, leave fruit to dry, etc. You even have rights to that if you're an apartment dweller. Ravina haikshura de mitlalta. If you set up some beams beams that you put next to somebody else's wall, then for the first 30 days there isn't a chazaka. The fellow maybe didn't get around to protesting. But after 30 days there's a chazaka that you could leave those there and have shade. V'sukkah de mitzvah he, but let's say you built up a sukkah on Chag. Ad shiva yomim havi chazaka. For the first 7 days, the guy figures the sukkah. Amata shiva yomim havi chazaka. After 7 days, he had a chazaka and could leave it there. Ve'i chabre betina, but if you put it and cemented it in, then la'altar havi chazaka, the chazaka is immediate because the guy should protest right away. Rabbi, shnei batim shnei tzidei reshut rabim. Let's say you have two houses that face each other across reshut rabim. And they both have rooftops, and they both want to use their rooftops, and they want to have privacy. So how is the solution? They don't both have to build full makeh. Zel se makeh lachatziga go, vzel se makeh lachatziga go. Each one builds a makeh of half the width going across. Zel shaloka neged zel, on opposite sides, umadif, and a little bit more. So in other words, this fellow has, let's say, 55% going from the left to the right, and the other fellow has 55% from his perspective to the right to the left, so that, in effect, H1 is fully protected. So, Maya Rishut Rabim, why did you pick Rishut Rabim? Afilu Rishut Echid Nami. This is true even if you haven't Rishut Echid. The answer is Rishut Rabim, it's Terichale. That was necessary. Why Ma'u Tema Neima Le Sof Sof Habayit Nstanuimi B'nei Rishut Rabim? One guy could say to the other, listen, you got to build a Maka anyways because you've got to hide yourself from Rishut Rabim. Alright, so my being here doesn't necessitate for you, and I don't have to build another half to make up for it. That the other fellow says, no, Rabim B'yamama Chazuli. They can only see me during the day, they can't see me at night. But you, on the opposite roof, can see me day or night, which means I don't have privacy at any time, unless you cooperate in building this wall between us. Inami, there's another argument. Rabim ki ka'im na chazuli. They only see when I'm standing up. Ki ativ na lo chazuli. They don't see me when I'm sitting down. Ad chazuli ben midi yachem. Ben ki ativ na. Doesn't, if I'm standing or sitting, you can see me. Again, I don't have privacy. In other words, your presence on the opposite roof creates more of a violation of privacy than the fact that the rabim look in. Rabim ki ma'ainu chazuli. Also, people down there on the street only have to peer in order to see me. Kilo ma'ainu lo chazuli. If they don't look carefully, they don't see me. At me'ela nami chazuli. You could just see me incidentally. So therefore, your presence really creates a new nuisance. Now, amamar, zel semakela chatziga go, zel semakela chatziga go, zel shaloka zega ze umadif. So that was the statement of how to solve this ma'akeh problem. So pshita. So lo tzricha de kadim chad minayu v'yavad. It's clear that they should both go halfway. The answer is, what if one guy does it on his own? That the other fellow could say, here, I'll pay you, and you make the rest of the makeh on your side. You have the full makeh, and I'll be open. The answer is because the fellow who built the half wall will say to the other guy, you know why you didn't do it? You're afraid of hurting your wall. You know, it's your house by putting up a wall. It's going to hurt me too. So even though I already put up half, I don't want your money. I want you to put the other half up so that we're both protected. This we had at the beginning of the Masechet. So if you have a roof that is parallel, like in a terraced situation, to if another fellow's chatzer, you have to put a makeh that's 4 amot high around the roof. But if it's a rooftop next to a rooftop, you don't have to put it. Nachman says, even the gag next to the chatzer doesn't have to put up dalat amot, you have to put up 10 tfachim, which is, clearly, an arm and a half about. Lumai, what's he putting up there? Ila hezekriya, if it's for privacy, as we had in the beginning of the Masechet, arba amot, you need arba amot, without arba amot, there's no privacy. Because remember, average person is 3 amot high. If it's to make sure that the person can't kind of sneak into your territory to make a clear boundary, then you just need a line or a row of sticks. You don't need a 10 high machitza. If it's just to keep animals out, all you need is for them not to be able to burrow in with their head, which means 10 tefachim doesn't seem to fit any of these categories. The answer is the olam nitfas alav ganav. Their purpose is really to make the boundary clear and somebody shouldn't sneak in like a ganav, really. Sifas matz mishtamit lein. You really could have a sifas. The answer is that the fellow could sneak in if there's only a mesifas, and if you look in the alternate version, he'll say, oh, it's stretched a little bit. Yeah, it's very flexible. Therefore, once there's a firm mechitz of 10 up, you can't play with the boundaries anymore. If your chatzer was above another fellow's gag in a very terraced, kind of steep hill, so ein nizkakin lo, you don't have to do anything. So my love ein nizkakin lo klal, doesn't that mean the fellow on the chatzer and the gag doesn't have to do anything? Lo, ein nizkakin lo dalan amot, means you don't have to put dalan amot up. Aval nizkakin lo chitzad asara, but you do have to put asara. Alright, itmar, let's say a parallel to this. Shtei chatzerot zulam alamizu. If you have two chatzerot, one above the other, again in a terraced situation, Amar Huna Tachton Bone mi kenegdo ve'oled. The lower one has to build a wall up. Ve'alyon bone mi kenegdo ve'oled. And the other one picks up where the first one left off, and he builds up from there. Chistamar Elyon Masayim and the Mato Boned. You know, the upper one has to help the lower one and participate in that and build up. Tanya Kavatei Rav Chista. We have a bright that supports Rav Chista that the upper one has to join the lower one in building. Shtechar Tzorot Zula Malam Ezu Lo Yamar Elyon Hareini Bonemi Kenegdi Vola. The upper one shouldn't say, I'm going to build up from me. Say, I'm Ilmato Vona. So if it's a chatzer above a chatzer, the upper one has to help the lower one build up. But if it's a chatzer that's above a gag, then we don't need anything. And again, we already corrected for that and said we don't need anything means we don't need dalan amot, but we do need a mechitza asara. Okay, we'll pause at this point. In the next podcast, we're going to have four large cases that are tributaries of these particular rulings, and will take us in some very interesting directions. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.